Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I'm your host, Vinesh Sugrim. So guys, firstly, let me apologize for the delay in this week's report. We had a few technical difficulties, but we are over that and the show is good to go again. So let's get into it. Guys, the SARDs has played hide and seek throughout the entire week. No signs of them. We thought we had a possibility of them. There were a few showings down at Pennington, Park Rennie, Manzantote, and even Durban Beach. But unfortunately, no fish seems to have been more mozzies in there. However, although the SARDs were away, guys, it has been an absolute phenomenon with catches throughout the entire coastline. Now, shad has been on the menu for many anglers because that has been all over the place and in great abundance. But apart from that, we've also had garrick, we've got cob, there are heelback, there are tuna. The trout season is on absolute fire on the Stillwater side. Now, as always, we will get into all of this in great detail. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsor, the King Fisher. And guys, these are the stores that are open throughout this holiday period. So take full advantage because you are going to need some proper tackle for the fish that are coming through.
The King Fisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing. From carp to kuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, what a sale held by Kingfisher last week. They want to give you a big thank you for supporting the sale. It was an absolutely epic one. Guys were really treated with some real good deals. I mean, 25% off everything was a fantastic saving, especially in these times when we really need a lot of tackle. So big up to you, Kingfisher. Thank you for that. And please create more sales. We really appreciated it. Now, guys, before we get into the show, I just want to let you know that ANSA, Angler News SA, is on Thread. Thread is Meta's version of Twitter, their Instagram version of Twitter. And we will be posting all the sardine updates on a regular basis, virtually on a daily basis, or as soon as we even know, so more than just once a day, multiple times. And just like today, where we didn't have much sardines to report on, we spoke about the shad coming out at Blue Lagoon. So if you want to know the latest news of what's going on with regards to our fishing on a much more quicker and instant basis, apart from WhatsApping me, sometimes it's very hard to reply, check out our Thread on Angler News South Africa. So download the app. It is the new trending thing and we are part of it. So yeah, get onto it and be informed. Now let's get into this week's show. Starting off down the South Coast. Guys, we are with Adam. And Adam has been absolutely ecstatic with the amount of shad. I mean, you got to hear some of this guy's lingo in this report. It is so local. I love it. I absolutely love it because that is exactly what the show is about. It's local. It's our home. Town, it's KZN, it's down the South Coast. Guys, this is Adam.
Good day, Vinesh, and everybody in the fishing family. I hope everybody's been having an epically awesome good time with the shad that's been around. It's been crazy and fun in this chilly sun on the lower South Coast, I must say, Vinesh. We've had decent amounts of shad coming out. It's been throw for throw, from drift to top bunk to ground bait to Toby's spoon, the old faithful, to a copper spoon, to an S-bend, and if more than likely even an orange peel at this stage. It's absolutely insane. There's been so much shad on the lower coast for the last sort of, I would say, 3, borderline going on 4 weeks now, so it's really, really good to see. It just timed itself so perfect with the holidays and just people wanting to just let their hair down, catch a bit of fish for their friends and their family, you know, and just have a bit of fun. So it's really been good on the lower coast. And then amongst all of that, we've had Darren and Kent from Kent's Fishing catching some beautiful bream down in the lower South Coast area, Trafalgar, Palm Beach. It's been really good to see those fish actually popping up for a change because we've been missing them dearly. I must admit, because we always know the bream are on the coast and they've just sort of been not really showing themselves, and I don't blame them because it's been a shad show. So yeah, it's definitely been good on the coast. We've had Stompy getting himself a nice cob on an olive paddle tail down on the lower coast as well recently, with himself getting a decent sized shad or two. So everything's really been working on the coast, Vinesh, in terms of the shad at this stage before the big swells and the sort of bad weather moved in. But I mean, even a clone lure or an iron candy or a plug, everything was just happening. It was insane to see so many guys throwing different things at the shad and the shad just taking whatever hit the water. You know, we haven't had a really good shad run this long in ages, and I've said this before, but it's just absolutely insane to see the amount of shad coming out. It's really good to see a lot of these shad being put back. It's also good to see Daff around also adhering to the rules and guys also knowing that, listen, your limit is only four at all times. So really good to see that. We did also have a few incidences down on the lower coast, however, Vinesh, with a chap apparently falling off the rocks at Pulpit, sort of the lower coast. And we've also had one or two chaps falling off at Orange Rock. So, guys, really, just be careful out there. I know we get shad fever, and it's just insane. And, you know, catching them on lure is just completely different from, you know, throwing bait. But just keep an eye on the waves. Keep an eye on where you're standing and where you're casting as well. And be a polite and mindful angler. Please, we don't want lines crossed and, you know, tangles everywhere and guys just catching each other's lines, because we're not there for that. We're there for the shad. We don't want boxing and fights and arguments and swearing. So, guys, keep it clean and tidy. I know shad make us all go kiripatis and just go bonkers for these things. But, you know, also let's just have manners and be mindful that our limit, again, is only four. So, yeah, Vinesh, it's been really good on the coast. We've had some beautiful grunter come out on, you know, baits in the Umzimkulu River recently, anywhere from 2 to 4 kilo grunter, particularly up against the wall under the bridge. So nice to see a different species, and grunter always being a tasty fish to bra. We've also had a handful of smaller cob here and there, again mentioning Stompy earlier, catching one or two. I know further south in the San Lamia area, there's been a few nice ones popping up in the evenings, the 5 to 6 kilo range, particularly on a chocker bait. As we know, it's a really good bait for that particular fish. And we've had a few non-eds around still, from skates to sharks and greys. So there is something for everyone at the moment still. However, this particular week, it hasn't been that great, as we know the swells picked up, sort of the bad weather moved in again, and the shad went on sort of a go slow, if you want to call it, or they went on a hard. So they just weren't around. It was sort of 1-1-1 again. And I'm talking about all our local spots, from Orange Rocks to Yvonga Pier, Margate Pier, St. Mark's, Shelley Beach. It's just sort of gone 1-1-1. Now, looking at the future forecast for the weather, again, it's only just a forecast. It doesn't look too great, Vinesh. And even the sardines, I don't think much is going to happen there, to be honest. So I don't really know. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does. I think we'd be a multi-millionaire if we did. But moving into the weather, Friday morning, a northwester turning to a northeaster in the early afternoon, with the wind between 9 and 15 k's per hour. Saturday, a northwesterly to a south wind gusting around 30 k's. On Sunday, however, it just gets more worse. The southwest pumps for most of the day into Monday. The sea swells are going to be around 1.8, picking up to around 4 meters on Sunday, with some fair big swells around. And we know it's the Shelley Beach tuna bonanza coming up. So yeah, it doesn't look too good even for the ski boat fishermen. It might look like they might have a day or two to get out. And even for the rock and surf anglers, we might only get a day or two to try and get some shad, cob, you know, maybe a garrick on a live bait if we get, or a bronze bream. But it doesn't look too sort of productive or promising for this upcoming weekend. But that being said, let's see what unfolds, as we know it's only a prediction. But otherwise, guys, please just remember your bag limits, your sizes, your licenses. There were some chaps that were arrested for having way over the limit of shad. So guys, please, please, please just keep that in mind. You know, let's put some back, let's conserve, let's just keep some for tomorrow. Your freezer's full with sods and shad, you know, happy days, go and have a good chow. And otherwise, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe, please, guys. Tight lines. Remember your limits and remember your permits. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. Definitely a shad show down the South Coast. Guys, it has been ridiculous. I have even had reports of 100 shad within an hour off Margate Pier. So, yeah, although we know, as Adam said, the weather is not going to be looking all that fantastic this week, but the winds go in east to west to north to south. It's all over the place. We've got big swells, but let's take note. Last week, I was proven wrong. I didn't think we're going to catch much fish down the south coast with that heavy storm. The conditions did not look favorable for any angler, and yet that amount of fish came out. So, although the conditions aren't looking all that great this weekend, you'll never know. And I, you know what? I will eat my words as I did last week when I said, we do not expect too much. Guys, after what I've seen over this past week with those conditions, I am expecting a lot down the lower south coast. Now, sticking with Adam's report, guys, be safe on the rocks. It is dangerous out there. Like you said, two incidents over this past week, and Daff is around. Adam sent me a video clip of an angler getting arrested for not having a fishing license. Guys, you know what? It's $75. Just go and get that license. Be safe and enjoy your fishing out there. Now let's move on with the report. Moving down to Warner Beach, we are with Gary, where it's been full of Garrick and Shad, of course. Guys, here's Gary's report over this past week.
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good afternoon to you all. A few Garrick came out today, I hear, along the beaches, all on quarantine, apparently, amongst it. There were some shad that had been put out, but all the Garrick that came out today, four of them came out on carrots. A few shad around. A couple of days the shad have been biting well at the rocks and sort of on the beaches near rocks. But other than that, the water is not good, especially along the lower flats south of the river. Pretty not good at all for the sort of spoil fishing over the high tide and that. I hear there was some sod activity at Port Edward today. Chap down there told me there's quite a bit of sods coming past, so hopefully the southerly will push them up. We'll get some action with them. But, yeah, let's see what happens in the week ahead, chaps. Tight lines until then.
Thank you, Gary. Another good report coming out of there with that Garrick and Shad and the odd Stumpy. Guys, that is Warner Beach, and I have no doubt we will be seeing more sod activity, especially after the cold front that's coming through this weekend. Now, let's move on to Durban, where it hasn't been all that rosy due to the heavy sidewash undercurrents, big seas, but there was still some fish landed, and guess what? The harbor is definitely the highlight of the show, because last week, with the debris that was floating around, all the footage that was out there and seen, we never thought it would recover so quickly, and it did, and it recovered with a vengeance, because there are huge fish in there. Mike is going to tell us all about it. Guys, here is Mike V from the Kingfisher and Brad of Linsky Charters with the Durban Report.
How's it, bud? Yeah, the sardines definitely play hide and go seek. They're still hiding and we're still seeking. So, yeah, it's going to just be a wait now to see if they're going to come back after the seas clear up and we can get a chance to get at them if they're going to show themselves from the hiding place. On the other front, good couple of bronze bream around. Guys fishing at Mshlanga Lighthouse set, got a lovely stumpy and a nice kingie there. The Westbrook beaches have had some nice bronze bream, couple cob things I get on them, but not a lot that I've heard of on the beaches otherwise. The seas haven't been really favorable for a lot of rotten surf. There's been quite a bit of a groundswell pulling and unsettled sea, so there wasn't a lot of fish in the last couple of days. On the ski boat side, I did have a good couple of heelback being caught, very deep. The guys did get some very deep. They always got a couple snook, couple cooter, some bottoms, but also because of the unsettled seas, there wasn't a lot of fish. The bay was very dirty from the rains, but the guys, when it did clear, a lot of good fish came in the bay, a lot. Some very big springer, some good sized grunter. The one guy showed me a picture yesterday. I think that fish, he said, was 6.5, 7 kilos, somewhere around there. Very, very good grunter. quite a few cob in the bay, up to about 5 kilos, 6 kilos. So the bay probably has been one of the better spots to go put a bait of recent, due to the fact that all the fish are coming from the rivers. So yeah, guys, let's hope this week settles down for us and we can get out there and get some good fishing in. Thanks, man. Cheers, bye.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Well, guys, as we all know, the rain came last week and made the sea pretty much like a big rubbish dump out there. But it has been cleaning up quite nicely. In the deep wrecks, I'm talking the 55, 77s deep, there have been some nice keelback around. And off the mid reef area at night, some nice dogger. But yesterday I was out basically off the bluff side and managed to find some lovely, lovely half cob. So guys, they are around. Just remember the size limit of 40 and keep to the quota. The sea's cleaning up and hopefully the snook will come back when everything's tidied up. But yeah, tight lines and speak to you next week.
You, Mike and Brad, guys, another great report. Yes, not too much on the rock and surf side, but 7 kilo grunter in the Durban Harbour, 5 kilo salmon. Guys, it is huge fish. The keelback are around, the doggers are around, so Durban is performing. Now, while we're at the halfway point of the show, I'd just like to take a minute to let you know, all this fish that these guys are talking about, you can find on our YouTube channel, Angler News SA. Go and check it out. So here's how this whole thing works. On this podcast, you are getting the full detailed report from all our reporters. On the YouTube channel, you are going to see pretty much a 10-minute version of everything we are talking about, including some of the footage of the catches that are coming through. And then we are on TikTok, where you got the hyper quick version of this entire show. You know, so wherever you are looking at for this podcast, wherever you are looking for a fishing report, let's put it that way, you can find that with whatever duration you want to or whatever footage you want to. We are covering it all at Angler News South Africa, and we are bringing it for you. And it's all thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and on our YouTube channel, included with the Kingfisher, is Sierra Match Proton, Mitsubishi, and Nissan. Now, let's move on up to North Coast, where there is shad action of note. Once again, there are loads of snook. Unfortunately, there aren't any garrick, but there are one or two bream that Jesse's going to talk about. So let's get into it, guys. Here is Jesse from the Kingfisher Salt Rock and Bolito.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right and enjoying these cold winter mornings. I tell you, it's not enjoying them. The guys standing at the river mouth fishing for garrick in the mornings, getting that ice cold offshore wind coming down the river sections. I know for sure, myself included, the guys traveling across the dams fishing for bass, traveling to their spots early in the morning at 120 k's an hour and getting that ice cold wind. By the time you get to your spot, you literally can't even move your fingers. So yeah, I think everybody's going to be enjoying the cold apart from those guys. And it's quite nice because when it gets this cold in winter, you know for a fact that things are really going to turn on. And as we have seen, We've been quite shy on shad going forward. We're going to expect to see more and more, but up until this point, and I would say not in all areas because the lower south coast has been getting quite a few, but the main concentration that we wait for is kind of your Blue Lagoon, Sharkers High Rock, Tinley Manor, High Points. All of those areas, we wait for them to come through. And I think in the last week, we've really seen that come together. And with the weather we've been having, it hasn't been great. We haven't seen too many days of fishable conditions, especially with the big seas. I mean, the sea went up to 3.5 meters the other day, about 2 days ago or so. And it's just been unpleasant for the most part. But we are going to come right, and we can expect these rough weather conditions in winter. We get the morning offshore every morning, as I mentioned in the previous podcast. And then if we take a look at just your general winter conditions, it's a very swally ocean. There's a ton of swell that comes through. You get those long rolling sets, very good for surfing. But if you're going to be sliding baits out, putting big baits out, it's generally not ideal. So you are a little bit more selective over your fishing trips. But one thing's for sure, the fishing definitely does improve drastically this time of the year. And I think most of the guys know this, especially for your cob, garrick, brusher, bronze bream, that type of species, all of the species you would expect on a lower south coast trip. So we have started to see massive numbers of shad coming through in the Belita area specifically. Shark is high rock. The guys have been absolutely killing it. I know Boulder's Bay, we've had a lot of holiday makers come down and started to enjoy that quite nicely. And I think it's only going to get better. But so far, we've seen, when I say a ton of fish coming out, it is a ton. Some of the guys that work in the shop with us have been going down in the mornings and getting a couple of shad to take home and take home to their families to eat. A couple of bronze beam starts to show their heads now. We haven't really seen a heck of a lot of garrick compared to last week. The guys are still getting one or two, but it seems to be heavily dependent on the bait in the area. Another thing is, if you go out fishing on the low tide and you wait for the pushing tide to come in, anybody that's been out there in the last week will notice just how bad the sandbanks are at the moment. There have been a ton of sandbanks, long stretch sandbanks, wide sandbanks. On the low tide, it's just white water. So my suggestion, just wait for the tide to push a little bit. Fish 3 hours into the incoming tide. You'll see that a lot more water will fill on the banks. It'll be a lot more fishable. You're going to be basically fishing in an area where you've got a lot more fishable spots. On the low tide, you're very limited. You can only fish basically in your troughs off the side of your sandbanks, in the gullies. Incoming tide, 3 hours in, 4 hours in, nearing the higher tide, you're probably going to have 50% more fishable spots when the conditions are like this, when the sandbanks are like this. And as I mentioned before, it's mainly because of the westerly winds that just deposits all of the sand out on the smaller sandbanks that accumulates there, makes a very steep bank. You get a deep trough that forms, and that's why it does get a little bit dangerous to swim in these conditions, because the water rips through those. That's why they call it a riptide. And you obviously don't want to be caught in that. So yeah, that's as far as conditions go. It hasn't been easy, but it is slowly starting to come right. This morning's still a little bit rough. A lot of white water around, but it does create favorable conditions when it starts to settle. So we'll just look forward to that. If we take a look at fishing on the boats, the guys that have managed to get out there have caught quite a few fish. There's still a lot of snook around on the north coast here, between Sheffield and kind of Jex. And other than that, a couple of tuna. I saw some bigger tuna coming up, which is quite nice. We haven't seen a lot of big tuna this season yet. One or two kuta, nothing to write home about there. But the main thing that a lot of people are going to concentrate on now, and the thing that we've seen a lot of in the last week, on all the WhatsApp groups and all of that, is bottom fish. There's a ton of bottom fish around. And when I say a ton, there's quite a few tons actually. A lot of beck, a lot of darga. There's been a massive showing of amberjack. And I'm not talking about those small, you know, kind of like 3 kilo fish. I'm talking 10, 15 kilo fish. A lot of yellowtail around. A couple of cracker. So it's just been an all-round excellent bottom fishing week. Another thing we've seen in the mix there are quite a few prodigal sun. Which, you know, it's not really a fish that you can target, but there's been a ton of bycatch. So, I mean, that's always a plus. You can't really go wrong with that. A very good eating fish as well, if you decide you want to take one of them home. And then, as far as offshore goes, when I say backline, just the shallower guys fishing on bottoms, there are a ton of shad around, and the guys are catching their four shad quite easily. A reminder to those guys, especially if you go on a charter and you're under the influence of other guys around you and that may be taking more fish than they're supposed to, just keep to your limits. A lot of the time the skippers will kind of section your fish out and all of that. It's very easy to get in the mood and kind of feel like you got to make hay while the sun shines. And it's quite easy to go over your limit there. Just keep an eye on that. It can be quite detrimental. So, yeah, other than that, guys, it's been an average week as far as your backline stuff goes. Deeper out is definitely where to go. And then as far as bass is concerned, we've had a really good week with bass. The guys fishing Albert Falls have caught a lot of fish. A lot of fish between 2 and 3 kilos, which is nice. Winter is a big fish time, all the way now through to the spawn, and then during the spawn as well is big fish time. The guys are catching on jigs. They're fishing drop shots as well, and then a couple of jerk baits in the areas where the water's a bit cleaner. So yeah, good fishing all around with the bass. And that was Albert Falls. Inanda Dam, I see the guys caught some decent fish. I think a lot of it is flipping and pitching with jigs, bigger creature baits. And then Hazelmere Dam, I got quite a bit of feedback from the youngsters on holiday fishing with little jerk baits as well, catching from the bank. And then in the river section, a couple of guys fishing drop shot got some decent fish. Nothing massive, just slightly bigger than the dinks along the banks on the right-hand side to the dam wall. So yeah, guys, that's about it. Thanks so much. And we'll see you next week.
Wow, Jesse, what a fantastic report. It is so good to have you back. I really miss your input. We missed out on you for just 1 week because of that craziness in the Kingfisher sale, which you are totally forgiven for because you have brought us so much more on that. But yo, this is one amazing report. So much to take in from that. And yes, I know there was a bit of unfishable conditions, but you guys still got enough fish out there, which is fantastic, and it's only bound to get better. And yes, those offshore winds are expected, like you said, and you know, it is what it is. There are fish still to be caught. So as always, thank you for all of that input. Now guys, let's move on to Mtanzini Banks. We are with Nick, where once again those rough seas didn't suit many anglers. In fact, not much to talk about on the rock and surf or the river end. However, there was some activity on the offshore side, and Nick is going to tell us all about it.
Morning, Vinesh. Over the weekend, our ladies team from the Skiba Club entered the Merin Series 21 species competition, and I'm led to believe in the ladies division they won it with a nice two benchmark fish, a tuna and a kuta. Well, that was quite good news. The guys have been fishing locally, and they've been mainly fishing in the bay targeting bottoms. Fishing off the beach, I believe, is still very slow. Been like this for a little while now. And fishing in the river has also gone very quiet, much like the beach, but you know, if you throw a bait in, you're going to get millions of peckers. But the guys are mainly, if they're targeting the bigger fish, are fishing up in the mouth area and are looking for garrick and Malabar rock cod. I think those are the two species at the moment that will give you the best weight up there. And the occasional river snapper, but it's not really time for them. And most of the bites that the guys are getting higher up will be the small river breams. So little bigger kingfishers, those kind of species, but early for the baby stumpies.
Thank you, Nick. It's good to have you back with giving us the input of what's been going on there. Yes, not much to talk about because of those difficult conditions, but it will get better, and we will be looking forward to your report next week. Now, another person that is back, Ellie from Richards Bay. She is back, and she has a good report, although it was tough fishing conditions. They still managed to get some fish. Here is Ellie from Richards Bay.
Hi guys, I hope you're well. Fishing this past week have been really good, especially for offshore anglers who have caught plenty of snook and kuta, as well as some decent sized rublets and salmon. In our harbour, anglers have been catching pompano and plenty of kingfish, as well as some rockhard and a few snappers. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you, Ellie. So good to have you back and your report from Richards Bay. Now, guys, in St. Lucia, I've been on a couple of those groups, and I can tell you there are some beautiful catches coming out of Kuta, tuna, and a lovely sailfish. Now, if you want to check out this footage, like I said earlier, check it out on our YouTube channel. Now, that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan, who hasn't even felt winter as yet. And he is really enjoying the catches coming out from the stillwater side. Guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there, guys. We reported recently that the weather was meant to take a dive after the solstice, when technically we are on the way to summer. But I'm happy to report that up here in the Midlands, we seem to have escaped the major ravages of the frontal systems coming up from the deep south. The closest we come to it is if there's a good snowfall up top of the berg and in Lesotho, and we get a rush of some fridge air that comes barreling down the mountain. But that's pretty much all we can say for winter in the Midlands. So far, that is. And it seems like there is a bit of a system coming up south, and this weekend sees me headed straight down into it to the Eastern Cape for a wee mountain stroll, and hopefully getting to throw a line in probably the best high altitude body of trout water in the country. That is Loch Ness up at Tiffindell above the village of Rhodes. After last week's snowfall down there, conditions are apparently still somewhat frosty up top. So fingers crossed that the road up there is passable for my truck. With it being past the solstice, I can see the socials are already quote unquote warming up, and yes, pun intended, towards the river season. But guys, do note that the trout river season is currently closed and only reopens on the 1st of September, which is a little less than 2 months away, but hey, who's counting? Note that if you are in dire need to fish some moving water, smallmouth bass and scalies, that is Natal yellowfish, are game on. Winter scalies can be some of the best you will get, fewer maybe than your summer run, but the best fish will certainly be on the larger end of the scale. Back to the trout scene, and the stillwater trout fishing is going great guns, with good numbers of fish being reported across the Natal Fly Fishers Club waters. Water temperatures are still in double figures, barely so, hovering in the 10 to 12 degree range, which is cool enough to keep the fish hungry and feeding, but also not yet quite cold enough to put the quote-unquote fish food to sleep. And anglers are reporting success with larger flies, that is, with dragonfly and minnow patterns. Smallest and the least numbers our fish reported have been in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter range, with a jump to good numbers of fish in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter bracket. There have also been a solid showing of fish in the 20 plus inch, that is 50 centimeter plus range, with the largest fish reported at being between 23 to 25 inches, that is 58 to 63 centimeters. That's another solid 2 feet slab of trout. So some really good fish out there, guys. Time to get out there and fling that fly. This week coming Tuesday will be the July meeting of the Natal Fly Dresser Society. So if tying your own fly is of interest, and of course catching a fish in it, pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg and come and chat to me about the popular extension of this fly fishing game. The next events on the fly fishing calendar are leg 3 of the Tops Corporate Trophy Challenge, which takes place at the end of this month, followed by the Camberg Outdoor Challenge, which is mid-August. Apart from a recent report seen from Midmar Dam, where Rudy Herrmann from HB Fishing had an excellent day on the water using a variety of lures, some soft and hard plastics, the bass anglers are still playing a very tightly closed game, with no news to be had off the socials. While there's still much discussion on lures and methods, and even a show and tell your bass thumb thread, with no accompanying fish images, I might add, and as you know, what they say is, no picture, no proof. Word from the water also says that Midmar is fishing well there on the carp front, with some excellent fish of 10 kilos plus coming to hand on both papkhoi and specimen types of angling. But while Midmar is apparently fishing well, Albert Falls is on the quiet, especially on the bass front. There are, however, reports of plenty of carp on the surface, which should make good for a solid outing for the fly guys. The bass boys are already talking of the spawn, which should start sometime next month and hit a high in September and October. So we can expect that news and reports will take a huge takeoff then. The Kingfisher would like to give a huge thank you to all of our customers that came through for our annual birthday sale last weekend. We were flat out busy, and trust that everybody is getting to put their new tackle to use already. And guys, do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Yes, that still water action is looking absolutely fantastic. Guys, Jan sent me those images once again on our YouTube channel. You can check it all out. These were some beautiful catches from the NFFC. Now, Jan, you are heading out to an area that sounds absolutely beautiful. Sounds very cold, but beautiful. So all the best for your trip, my friend. I am sure you're going to be sharing some images with us next week. Guys, that is it. That is our report. Mudma, Carp, and Bass Guy is holding the cards close. But you know what? I did hear of one or two catches coming out of Albert Falls. Definitely some from Inanda and Hazelmere Dam. So, KZN, that rounds off our report for this week. It has been a fantastic week. It has been a week of a lot of species. KZN once again proving that you can catch fish no matter where you are or no matter which facet you are fishing on. Throughout the entire year, even if there was a tornado or flood, there was still fish coming out. So guys, get out there. It is going to be a bit of a cold weekend, but that is not a bad thing for the sardines to come through. As long as we don't have too much rain coming down and turning that water a bit brown, we will be getting all that trans-sky fish. So yeah, look out for it. Once again, find us on any of your social media platforms. If you're looking for that sardine report, make sure to follow our Thread account, and we will be updating you on what's been going on that scene. But for now, guys, when you are out there, please be careful. The shad run does get you a bit crazy and excited, and that's when accidents could happen. So be careful when you're on the rocks, be careful when you are with the kids out there. So get out there and fish, but when you do, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, especially with that shad right now, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.